This is Jay Sekulow, 4 days out in Iowa, and things on the ground are changing.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I will hold Barack Obama accountable in the upcoming debates, and I can't wait to shred his radical policies in the debating arena.
Why should you settle for anyone less than an authentic conservative to represent your values and your views without apology in Washington, D.C.? Why? You shouldn't.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I think we'll be right in the middle of the hunt, and I think we'll come out of Iowa with enough strength to go to New Hampshire, and we'll come out of New Hampshire with enough strength to go to South Carolina. And I feel pretty confident that we'll win South Carolina, because I don't think that a Massachusetts moderate is going to play very well in South Carolina.
What do you think of Speaker Gingrich not getting enough people on the ballot in Virginia?
I think he compared that to, to Pearl Harbor? I think it's more like Lucille Ball at the chocolate factory. you got to get it organized. Fire
away. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Well, we are literally days away from the first official caucus of the 2012 presidential election, and things on the ground in Iowa are changing. You know, we monitor these situations very closely at the ACLJ because of the nature of our work, which has cases literally around the globe. Candidate statements make a difference. We want to know where they are on foreign policy issues. We want to know where they are on judicial issues. We want to know where they are on the Middle East. We want to know where they are on healthcare. We want to know where they are on religious liberty and religious freedom because of the scope and nature of our work at the ACLJ. By the way, Jordan has been traveling with Anna to his wife in Russia. They are now back from Russia into our offices, returning to Strasbourg, France. He'll have some reports on what he saw. And if you go to ACLJ.org, Jordan was actually interviewed by Lee Webb at CBN News from Moscow. So we encourage you to go to ACLJ.org there. Hey, I want to hear from you. David French is again in the studio with me. We're looking at a lot of things changing on the ground in Iowa. Ron Paul's stance on foreign policy certainly dividing many of the traditional GOP voters. And causing a lot of stir. Rick Santorum surging in Iowa as well. And we want to talk about all this. Our phone lines are open for you. I want your comments. How do you see things playing out as we get ready for the caucuses? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How do you feel about the foreign policy issues of these candidates, the domestic issues, the Obamacare issue? Do you think, hey, some of you may think President Obama's going to be the next president and should be? We want to hear from everybody. It's just a couple of days before New Year's. 1-800-684-3110. We want your opinion. Interesting story that is out today in the New York Times. A wealthy Republican called up two officers who served as platoon leaders in Iraq and Afghanistan with a proposition. He would lend them his private jet and they would fly around Iowa to Representative Ron Paul's campaign events in the weeks before the January 3rd caucuses, telling reporters at each location that the congressman's foreign policy and military positions were dangerous and naive. Now, having said that, let me give you the most recent Real Clear Politics average polls. This is as of 12/28. Romney, 21.6. Paul, 21.2. That's statistically dead even. Santorum, 14. Gingrich, 14. Perry, 11.8. Bachman, 8.6. Huntsman, 2.6. Bachman's had some campaign turnover the last 48 hours that have been significant. Some polls have, by the way, Rick Santorum as high as 16%, but the Real Clear Politics average is the one we're talking about there. We'll take your calls when we come back at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We are $274,000 away from our matching challenge goal. Go to ACLJ.org right now. Make that online contribution when you do. Any amount you donate is matched dollar for dollar. So again, ACLJ.org, or you can call your pledge in at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulo. The Jordan Sekulo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordansekulo.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your phone calls. By the way, we're going to be live on Monday, but I need to say a huge thank you to the following people: Angela, Anita, Bradley, Carol, Kathy, Charles, Dale, Daniel, David, Holly, Jean, Judy, Justin, Kevin, Lauren, Mary Lynn, Peter, Polly, Roy, Tish, Tom, and Wayne, and many, many others. But these folks came through yesterday with significant support towards our goal of a $1 million matching challenge. And some of these folks gave $1,000. Some gave $5,000. And I want to say on behalf of me, David French is with me in the studio, and David, our entire team here in the United States, and our lawyers around the globe, whether it's in Pakistan, whether it's in Africa, Jerusalem, Geneva, France, whether it's in South Korea, and places I can't even mention on air, I want to say thank you for your support. We are $274,000 away from our goal. So here's what I'd like everybody to do. It's very simple. You could call our toll-free number and support the work of the ACLJ over the phones at 877-989-2255, or simply go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Now, we've just got 2 days left, and my goal for today, quite frankly, is $150,000. So I am you rarely hear us talking about this on air. This is the time of year we do, because this is our year-end giving. This is our biggest, as you all know, our biggest month of support. But I do want to say thank you to so many of you that have already come through so generously. If you've not yet supported the work of the ACLJ this month, let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, make that tax-deductible gift. We are in a matching challenge situation, and we encourage that. Let me also say this, and David, let me get your impression on this. Iowa is changing on the ground a bit. You've got Romney and Paul in a basically, really a statistical dead heat, not even a margin of error, 21-6, 21-2. But Santorum on the rise here, and I think to Bachman's detriment, it looks like at this point.
Well, that's right. That's right. Santorum seems to be surging. He's all over Fox News these last few days. And you keep getting reports that evangelicals are moving towards Santorum in large numbers. And I think one of the things that shows his momentum is now that Perry has taken some cracks at Santorum. So
yes,
Perry is attacking Santorum, thinking, I think, that Santorum stands in his way now.
Because here's what you got playing out here. I mean, if something like this happened, if Ron Paul wins in Iowa, Mitt Romney wins in New Hampshire, then South Carolina, which is always a big deal, becomes a big play. If for some reason Romney wins Iowa, Romney wins New Hampshire, I think there'll be a lot of coalescing around Romney in South Carolina. However, if not, you could see somebody like Rick Santorum or maybe a Perry, and depending on what happens with Bachman, Michelle Bachmann. We'll see what happens. But I want to hear some from all of you, but I want to hear some people, because we've not heard a lot from Santorum supporters. So for those of you that are supporting Rick, give us a call also at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You hear me call them by their first name. I'm not trying to in any way denigrate their positions, but I've known most of these folks for decades, so we're friends with most of them. Let's go right to the phones again, 1-800-684-3110. We've got Ryan calling from California. He's on line three, a Ron Paul supporter. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I would say that Ron Paul is really, in my opinion, the only true conservative candidate.
What is it about his foreign policy that you view as conservative?
The protectionism of protecting our military and bringing them home to protect the homeland and our borders, and not the borders between foreign countries that we have no business being in.
So if Israel's attack with a nuclear weapon by Iran, do you support Congressman Paul's decision, which at that point is he does not defend Israel?
Well, I think Iran is more concerned to be bombed by Israel because they have over 300 nuclear weapons.
Well, that's not verified, number one. But here's the question. Let me actually play the question and get your comment on this. This is the conversation between Ron Paul and Megyn Kelly from Fox News.
If you were President Paul, and it turned out you were wrong, that Iran did have the bomb and attacked Israel, would you step in?
No. I'd let Israel take care of them. Why should we interfere with Israel? We're always interfering with Israel when they want to deal with their neighbors.
Also, so here's the question, Ryan, that I'm asking people that support Ron Paul. And by the way, Ron Paul's been on briefs that we filed at the Supreme Court of the United States. So, again, we're not taking sides here. I don't like the foreign policy issue, I will say that, because if Israel's attacked by Iran with a nuclear weapon, their ability, A, to defend themselves is going to be greatly hampered. And do you understand what that would do to stability not only in the region but the entire world? Ryan, how is that a conservative position to let Iran deploy nuclear weapons against an ally and not step in and defend? How is that conservative?
Because, like, it's none of our business. I mean,
well, let me throw this to David French, who served in Iraq. It is our business, by the way, because if you have that kind of instability in the region, you could literally start World War III.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, a nuclear attack anywhere in the world is our business, because it would be one of the most destabilizing events in the last 50 years, 60 years of world history. And one of the things that's dangerous about this is, you know, when we're talking about not defending, we have the capacity and we have the ability to shoot down some of these missiles. Are we going to say we'd let a million people die in a nuclear blast rather than step in, defend Israel, and shoot down a missile?
I mean, apparently, you know, again, Ron Paul's position seems to be that. But again, we're giving you the candidate's view. I'm trying to hit a variety of candidates' support here today. Sharon's calling from Connecticut. She is on line five. Sharon.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi.
First of all, Ryan, Israel is the size of New Jersey at best. And go on a map, Ryan, and all these Ron Paul and anti-Israel haters. Go look at Israel. It's not even the size of New Jersey. Look on a map surrounded by 100 times their size, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, etc. Number two, Israel didn't go around for 6 years saying they're going to blow Iran off the map. Number three, Ron Paul should be disqualified. He loves Hitler. He hates Jews.
Well, we can't disqualify him. And I don't know about that. I certainly not heard the Hitler thing. And I don't think his people that have worked for him that are Jewish have said he's not anti-Semitic. He just has this anti-Israel foreign policy situation. But I understand from our call screener that you like Newt Gingrich.
Yes. But you know why?
Go ahead.
His Israel policy. Newt Gingrich had the guts to stop the 63-year lie of Israel, blaming Israel for everything, when it's the Palestinians that are the problem, the fake Palestinians. They've had Transjordan. They don't have that land. And the Palestinians and our liberal media blaming Israel for everything. Israel gives up land, they get rockets.
Yeah, here's what you have. He made the statement about the Palestinian people being created, not country specific. I don't know if we have that bite. We do not. We'll try to get that bite in the next few minutes, and certainly play it if we can pull it back up. But Newt Gingrich has run into some trouble. There's no doubt about it. I mean, his foreign policy statements have been very strong. No doubt about that either. The polling data has him down in some polls, by the way, as low as 13 or 14%, which would have him right now if it was today coming in tied for third or fourth. And then you raise the question, what happened? What Newt, a lot of negative ads, but look, when you're running for president of the United States, you're going to get real scrutiny. I think that we have let me play a soundbite from Newt Gingrich, because we're going to try to do that for each of the ones that call. Newt Gingrich doesn't seem to be as concerned. At least he's putting his spin on it. He thought originally he was going to win Iowa. Number 18.
I think we'll be right in the middle of the hunt, and I think we'll come out of Iowa with enough strength to go to New Hampshire, and we'll come out of New Hampshire with enough strength to go to South Carolina. And I feel pretty confident that we'll win South Carolina, because I don't think that a Massachusetts moderate is going to play very well in South Carolina.
Here's the interesting thing. Normally it's for a win, place, and show out of Iowa, actually get the ticket out, David. He could come in fourth or even fifth. Coming in fifth, I think, would be very tough for Speaker Gingrich. Coming in first, you know, second or third, I mean, sure, he's in the hunt. The statement about Mitt Romney, interesting, except Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, who is a Tea Party favorite, has endorsed him. So I think there's going to be some competition down there. But no doubt about it, in South Carolina, which is a very important state, I think Gingrich, it may well be Santorum, will play strong. If Newt is still in the hunt at that point.
Well, you know, and everyone's in the business of managing expectations right now, right? Newt is trying to say, well, look, even if I don't do well, I'm still in this. That's what they're all going to be doing right now, is they're trying to manage expectations so that if they do very well, it's a big surprise and they get a bigger boost out of it. If they don't do as well, people won't count them out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the game.
Part of the problem is you've got Perry and Gingrich not on the ballots in Virginia, and I'm telling you, as a litigator, and someone has runs a large law firm, you know, you don't do that. I mean, you got to make sure you've dot the I's and cross the T's. Evidently, that has not happened. There's some lawsuits going on in Virginia. I'll tell you what, we've got a full bank of phone calls. So when we come back, we're going to have a rapid-fire round of getting to your calls as soon as we come back from the break, I promise you. So stay on the line. Jordan's program will be following us up. We're going to be live on Monday. We have confirmed right now. We've got invitations out to a number of candidates. We've got confirmed right now Governor Mitt Romney. Michelle Bachmann's people, I know, are getting back to us later today. We may have her as well for that program on Monday. And then, of course, Tuesday will be the vote, and Wednesday we will give you the analysis. And it's usually win, place, or show, so we'll see. Again, we go to a break. Let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. Make that online contribution. It's tax deductible. We are $274,000 away from our goal of $1 million in that matching challenge, $274,000 away, ACLJ.org. Make that tax-deductible gift. Any amount you give, $10 is $20, $100 is $200, $500 is $1,000, $1,000 is $2,000. So any amount helps, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Seculo.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you.
Final down. 1-800-684-3110. We're going right to our phones again. ACLJ.org. Help me make that challenge, folks. We're close. We're not there yet. I've got today and tomorrow, and that's it. It's $1 million matching challenge, which really means any amount you support the ACLJ with, we get a matching grant for that same amount. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Chris is calling from Virginia. I asked for someone to call and people to call that are supporting the surging Rick Santorum in Iowa. And Chris apparently is that guy. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Glad to take my call. I just wanted to let you know that in the last week, I've jumped on the Santorum bandwagon.
What was it that made you do it?
I wasn't going to vote for him because I fell into the he's not electable against Obama camp. But I heard a sermon series called Principles at the Ballot Box by Vision Forum and was really convicted that not so much a conservative liberal thing, but really Santorum's the only one who lives up to the biblical principles. And I was greatly convicted, and I just wanted to share that with you. And I'm really disappointed he's not on Virginia's ballot.
Yeah, boy, Virginia, you know, I never realized, and I spent a lot of time in Virginia, that Virginia's balloting process, David, was that complicated. And I don't think it is that complicated, but you have to be organized on the ground to make that. And I'll tell you one thing, whether you're for Rick Santorum or not, he has worked Iowa. It took him till the last week of the year for his numbers and the work that he did to start showing. But, boy, has it started showing. Let's play soundbite number 11. This is Santorum's position on why he thinks he is surging.
Said from the very beginning, and we're the consistent conservative who's got the track record on the major issues.
And you know, no doubt that he's conservative. You bring up the electability issue. Here's all I want to say on electability. My view is electability does matter. And I'm not saying, by the way, that Rick Santorum is not electable. But for us to think that electability doesn't count is a big mistake, because you're going to be the Republican. Same thing's true for the Democrats. That's why you're hearing this rumbling. Boy, if you put Hillary Clinton in as VP and move Biden to Secretary of State, how does that affect electability? Electability is a factor here. Because at the end of the day, I look at it this way. The next president is selecting a couple of Supreme Court justices, and I want a conservative judicial philosophy.
Well, that's right. And we said yesterday that no one should underestimate Barack Obama as a campaigner and a politician. He beat the Clinton political machine. He won the biggest Democratic victory in a generation. So we cannot underestimate him, and we can't pretend that the Republican nominee is going to waltz into the White House.
All right, we're going right back to our phones. Barbara's calling from Iowa. Hey, there you go. On line six. Hi, Barbara.
Years I have followed Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah.
And have just really respected her, admired her and everything. But when she was in for the presidential race, I thought, I don't think it should be a woman president, because I do believe that leadership basically belongs in the men's hands. But however, as I struggled and prayed and so on about this, I realized, okay, what she is doing is not the spiritual. In the spiritual leadership, definitely needs to be the man. And this is not in...
Well, this is a political... Look, here's my view. I think the person who's qualified, regardless of gender... I mean, I think Margaret Thatcher is one of the strongest leaders that the free world has ever seen. Golda Meir was a tough leader during a tough time for the state of Israel. You know, we've had tough women in leadership. We haven't had a woman president. I think there's no hindrance whatsoever. My view is a woman is certainly qualified, if she meets the other qualifications, is qualified to be president. I don't see any gender exclusion. This isn't the theologian in chief. This is the commander in chief. Interesting thing with Michelle Bachmann, and I am friends with Michelle Bachmann as well as I am with most of these candidates. David, her numbers are just slipping. I mean, and boy, the Real Clear Politics average has her at 8.6. You've got some polls having her down in at 5, and she's lost a couple of campaign people. But I know this, she's working hard. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And she's done a tremendous job in the debates. So I don't count her out. Don't count any of these people out. So, folks, this 120,000 people are determining this.
Right.
120 to 140,000 people determine this. So these polls are wonderful, but at the end of the day, it's turnout. And who's got the ground game? That's what's going to matter here.
Well, and we can't forget that it wasn't too long ago in the Ames Straw Poll, which was an early test of strength, she had the best organization. So organization matters an awful lot, and because it's so few people, it's actually notoriously tough to poll the Iowa caucus. The polls are often very difficult to get right because it's such a small sample.
And you got to say this, Michelle Bachmann's done a fantastic job in the debates, which she acknowledges, she knows she's done well. Listen to soundbite number 15 here quickly.
I will hold Barack Obama accountable in the upcoming debates, and I can't wait to shred his radical policies in the debating arena.
You know, let me tell you something. You hear that, I'm not worried. She's a woman, I could care less. I mean, she's tough. Now, we're not endorsing, supporting on this broadcast. We don't do that. But to say that she's not tough, and I understand what the last caller said, and she's now understanding that we're electing a political leader here. Let's go right to the phones again. Again, ACLJ.org, folks, help me get that goal. I've got today and tomorrow, and that is it. So ACLJ.org for us to make our goal, and we'll announce the results of that on Monday. It's a matching challenge, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, and that is great. I just got word that we had another very significant online gift from John. And John, again, listening to this broadcast, thank you. Because of your generosity, you are helping. We're down now less than $274,000 to make that goal. So ACLJ.org. Let's go right back to the phones here. Margaret is calling from Washington, D.C. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
You just said that electability is the factor. So let somebody explain to me why. And also you said that...
And I didn't say electability is the only factor, by the way, but it is a factor. If you're trying to gain political control over a government that has significant impact on a variety of policies, you cannot ignore electability. That's all I'm saying.
No, yes, that's right. That's exactly true. So why has been Newt Gingrich practically counted out? All his quote-unquote mistakes are being brought up. Not one person, not one media mentioned his all achievements. He has to himself bring his achievements out.
You know, here's the thing that I think happened. You get to front-runner status. He did. He got attacked. That's what happens. Listen, I think you're going to see that on Rick Santorum. Rick Perry's doing that with some ads now. He hasn't weathered it particularly well. Listen, in the debates, Gingrich has been fantastic. Organizationally, not sure Newt Gingrich has the ground game. That's what's going to be interesting here. I'm going to get one more call, and thank you for your call, though, Margaret. Janet's calling from California. Hi, Janet.
Yes, I wanted to say that I support Rick Santorum because I voted here in California to protect marriage. And
yes.
Overruled it.
Right.
So I know Rick Santorum is strong for family values.
He sure is strong on the life issue also. I'll tell you, I worked with him on the partial birth abortion ban. Boy, he was a great advocate there.
And that's what we want to see because the courts are going against the people.
You know, I'm glad, Janet, you said that about the courts because it's not getting discussed much right now because it's a Republican debate. But at the end of the day, the courts are going to matter, Janet, and I appreciate your comments. Thank you for your support also of the ACLJ. I saw that up on our call screener. We appreciate that as well. Janet is making right now, because that's what she told our call screener, a large donation to the ACLJ, as David just did, as John Ditch did. So John, David, Janet, thank you. Go to your phones or go to ACLJ.org right now, folks. This is my last 36 seconds live today to be able to ask you to do this. So go to your phones right now. Help me make our goal. We're very, very close, but I need your help to get there. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching grant for, and I really, really appreciate it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can call in your pledge that way. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you very soon. Talk to you Monday.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.